the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience beyond.
I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Good afternoon. Another episode of What Are You Reading comic book show is here. I am your host, The Surfer, and we will go over all things comic books for as long as the show can last today. You never know. And I already got a corner line. I'll introduce him in a minute. We'll tell you all the ways you can join me, which is Skype at the moment. You can Skype me at SilverSurfer_forever if you'd like to join this show today and talk comic books with me. And there's plenty of ways to listen here at rantemradio.com in the chat room. You can listen there on TuneIn and Stitcher. You can listen to the downloads on Podbeam and iTunes. And we're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. And first thing I want to go over is some box office numbers. Got a new movie at number one. Stephen King's The Dark Tower debuted at number one, kind of a soft debut. It made $19.5 million in its opening weekend. It has a budget of $60 million. It's not playing yet overseas, so who knows what it'll do overseas and whether or not it'll make its budget here domestically. Is up to the month, because the movie's coming out the rest of the month. They may make money, they may not, so you never know. Coming at number three is the Emoji Movie. The Emoji Movie made a $12 million in its second weekend. It's up to $49 million on a $50 million budget. And of course, the overseas total adds another $12 million, so it's up to $62. So, you know, a lot of people may think the Emoji Movie is crap, but it's making its money back slowly but surely. Spider-Man dropped down to sixth place with another $8 million to its $294 million gross. Atomic Blonde dropped down to 7th with another $8.2 million. It's made $34 million with a $30 million budget. So, it's not a bomb at all. It's an atomic bomb. And worldwide, they had another $11 million for $45 million. So it's probably making the money it should, you know, a little profit. War of the Planet of the Apes dropped down to 9th place with another $6 million. Its domestic total is $130 million with a $150 million budget. Worldwide, let's see what it's doing. $278 million, so that's not a box office failure either, so we'll probably get more Planet of the Apes. Don't know when or when. How long, but you know. Despicable Me 3 drops down to 10th place with another $5 million for its domestic total of $240 million. That's a hit because it was only made for $80 million. Valerian, the City of a Thousand Planets, drops down to 2.3 million in 12th place. It's only made 36 million after 3 weeks on a $177 million budget. So that is a big failure. Wonder Woman is down to 13th for 2.3 million. Added to its 390. Actually, it's the word without the. It's hit over 400 million domestic. So that's a lot for Wonder Woman. You know, not many. There's a lot of films over 400 million, but not a lot have made it as of late. The last one I'm gonna mention is Guardians. It's down to 18. It's about to leave the theaters anyway, but it's made $388 million in the theaters, so it's cool. Everything's cool as far as the box office. On the line, I got Doom. Doom, what's up?
Nothing, man. How you going today?
I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it, you know. I gotta do my job.
It'd be all right.
Yeah, okay. You say so. I just hope.
I know Secret Empires is hurting your feelings, so.
No, not really. Why you thought Secret Empires hurt my feelings? Hell, Hydra.
When they killed your girl.
Yeah, they killed Black Widow. It was her turn to die.
Yeah, she was getting a little too big for her britches.
But. You know, with the Cosmic Cube involved,
everything's going to probably revert back.
It may. Don't just assume. But, I mean, that's possible. Maybe possible she'll be dead for a while. Then they'll make up a new Black Widow. Take a place. You know, there's a lot of people come out that red room.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens.
She's going to be a black female watch.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, make it Asian. Hey, well, I don't know. There's no saying they'll make a new Black Widow. We don't know what's going to happen. I still can't get over the fact that Miles Morales beat the crap out of Captain America.
Who?
Miles Morales.
Oh, yeah. Well, he shouldn't even have that kind of skill fighting.
What do you mean he shouldn't have that kind of skill?
Not yet. Like, you know, Cap's supposed to be one of the best fighters in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, but you do realize Miles is probably a lot stronger than Cap and a lot more
agile.
Well,
I'm talking about skill-wise. Yeah, he might be stronger, but he shouldn't be able to be just roughing up Cap like that. Like, it was a...
Well, apparently he can.
But you see what I'm getting at, though. Like,
yeah, you're saying that the Cap should have better fighting skill, but he probably couldn't overcome the boy's speed and strength.
I don't know.
And he was kind of taken by surprise of Widow's death, so.
Yeah.
He dropped his guard for a second because he didn't he wanted to kill Black Widow.
It just happened.
So what makes you call in this early? What's on your mind?
Nothing, man. Just last week kind of missed the conversation and stuff. But, you know, I'm having an issue with this Death Wish controversy.
You have an issue with what now?
The new Death Wish remake. Since you were talking about movies. Is that a comic movie or is that a different...
No, that's not a comic movie. I mean, I don't know if they made Death Wish comics. But, yeah, you know, Death Wish, that was the franchise in the 70s.
Yeah.
And that's what the Punisher was based on.
Yeah.
You don't think they should remake Death Wish?
Well, I've seen the trailer and it looks good. Mm-hmm.
They kind of did a Death Wish trailer, I mean remake, like several years ago. They didn't call it Death Wish.
Yeah.
But, hey, let me look this up real quick, because Kevin Bacon starred in it. And, I watched it, and I'm like, yeah, this is nothing but Death Wish with a different name. And,
Well, the one that's coming out with Bruce Willis looks pretty good.
Yeah, but how far are they gonna go?
Oh, he's... You haven't seen the trailer?
No. I've seen the trailer. That doesn't mean the movie is going to, the thing was, the original Death Wish, it was pretty violent for his day. And now, violence have gotten worse as far as movies. So the thing is, are they going to up the ante on this particular movie or not, as far as the violence? That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, it was called Death Sentence. But it was really Death Wish. You know, the guy killing people because of his family, and that same old thing. And I think it was the same people that did Death Wish made a Death Sentence. So, and I don't think a lot of people saw Death Sentence. So, more people may go see Death Wish because Bruce Willis is in it.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Like I said, it looks interesting enough.
They at least got somebody that could fill the role of Charles Bronson in terms of, you know, that cagey old man.
Yeah, I guess. Well, Charles Bronson wasn't old when he did Death Wish. He just
looked old.
He just always he looked old, and he wasn't that good looking of a person.
Yeah.
So that's what made him one of the things that made him effective. He was just one of those off looking guys. And let's see, what you gone would have been good at Death Wish. It had Clint Eastwood at one time. They'd have cast him back in the day, he would have worked, but he was doing Dirty Harry, so he was basically Death Wish with a badge. And then Robert De Niro could have did a good Death Wish. So you looking forward to the Defenders in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm already starting to get everything prepped.
Well, you taking days off from work?
Nah, well, I don't know. My wife might be having another baby during that time frame. But, you know,
you about to have a baby in a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
You gonna name him after me?
Nah, not the surfer. Nah. Well, I don't even know your first name, so.
The?
But nah, it's three boys, so.
You looking for a girl?
Nope. Do not want to have a girl.
You trying to put together a basketball team, trying to be like LeVar Ball.
Yeah, I'll be the comic book version of LeVar Ball. Mm-hmm. Instead of basketball players, I'll have dictators.
Even Doom has a son. Even Doom in the comic book has a son.
Yeah, Christoph, whatever.
Yeah, adopted son.
Well, my oldest son is named Chris, so.
Okay. Well, the reason why I asked is because J.R. Ramirez is going to join Jessica Jones in season 2. He's from Powers and the Arrow. And
who's he playing?
They don't say yet. He's going to be in a recurring guest. He's going to be a recurring guest star. Oh, sorry. No, they do it. He's playing Oscar, a devoted single father who moves into Jessica's building as a new superintendent. While his young son becomes enamored with Jessica and her powers, Oscar keeps his distance, worrying about the trouble that follows people like her. Well, he may die.
Yeah, so what is the plot for this one?
I don't know the full plot yet. It may be based on one of the other Jessica Jones stories that
Typhoid Mary, I heard, might have been.
Oh, okay. I try not to, you know, get into too much detail this far out because
Yeah.
We're not seeing a show till next year, and I'd rather it be something completed until I look into it.
Like, this one, the Defenders looks good. And as you get tired of everybody, I guess they're closing out the first Iron Fist story. From what I heard, that was the rumors.
Yeah, so. It looks like they're still dealing with the Hand. And, well, the Hand started with the first Daredevil, you know, with Stick trying to convince Matt Murdock, oh, we got a war, we got to fight it. So.
My question is, does Stick know about the Iron Fist?
Probably. I mean, the Iron Fist is, you know, it's different people have been to Iron Fist, so he probably knows about Kung Long and all the different immortal weapons.
Because I know the one dude in Iron Fist, the Hand guy, knew about him.
Yeah, everybody in the Hand knows about the Iron Fist, because, you know, that the Iron Fist is there to fight the Hand.
Yeah.
Now, they got they're working on a new Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
And they put out a picture of Zazie Beetz as Domino. You seen it?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I just wish they would have just turned her the black and white.
Yeah, it's a regular skin tone with a white eye patch instead of a black eye patch. It's got a fro. And that's probably making a lot of people angry. She looks sexy, though. Gotta say that.
Yeah. Like I said, I just... Who's that?
Yeah, she's gonna be in a romantic relationship with Cable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, maybe they thought that painting her skin white would look insensitive. You know?
But the character is void of any color.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But maybe once they cast her, they thought it would be insensitive. Like, it would look like she's doing white face.
But, see, on the flip side, if she was blue like Mystique, it would have been blue face.
Well, so, you know, first of all, there's no blue people, just like there's no green people.
Yeah.
So when you paint somebody these other colors, nobody's offended.
It was
offended.
Like chalky white. It wasn't like Caucasian white. It was like she was.
But if you take a white person and you paint their skin black, then it brings up memories of blackface, which offends a lot of people. And doing the reverse will get people upset too. So it's a situation you can't win. And
but
just,
if it was a comic, you know, saying a comic movie, you know, the character could be.
We don't know. You don't know if Domino is Caucasian or African American. Because
of
the way she, you know, she just, you know, she got the chalky white skin.
Yeah.
And the black patch. But you don't know what her ethnicity is.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. It's not her ethnicity does not make up who she is as far as a character. So.
And that's how, like, you know, if they're gonna stay true to it, I just thought it would have looked cooler on film of her with that look. You know what I mean?
Like, well, we don't know if they tried it and they didn't like it the way it looked or not. You know, they might have made her up and looked at it and said, no, that's not going to work. And then, you know, doing what they're doing now. So, now, Doom, you, as a dictator, you've kept all your toys as a kid, right?
Yep.
So you still got your Stretch Armstrong, don't you?
No, that's before my time.
You never played with the Stretch Armstrong?
Well, not the remake. I never got one of them. I'm not talking about when it came out for you. We had I think it came back out in the 90s, right?
I don't know. I just thought they've always been out, like, you know. Stretch
Armstrong.
Well, you might not have had the fun of pulling arms and legs. For no apparent reason. But you can watch the Netflix cartoon for Stretch Armstrong. They're doing an animated series, Hasbro, teaming up with Netflix. Says Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters is the greatest Hasbro brand to receive a Netflix original series order. We have been waiting for just the right moment to reimagine Stretch for a new audience, and our friends at Netflix got it right away. They have been tremendous partners, said Stephen Davis, Chief Content Officer and Executive Vice President of Hasbro. We have hit a superhero sweet spot, and with Netflix global reach, kids around the world will fall in love with its fun characters and action-packed storyline. So, some of the voices will be Scott Menville. You know Scott Menville?
No.
He does voices for Teen Titans Go and Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles.
Who does he voice on Teen Titans?
He does Beast Boy, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
No, he does Robin. I'm sorry. My bad. He does Robin. And he'll be voicing Jake, who's the main Stretch Armstrong. Steven Yeun is doing a voice.
Good, he's getting work.
Well, he had a movie come out.
What movie?
Okja. It was about these pigs that were genetically enhanced. And it was like 20 of them, and it was being raised on different farms around the world to see if they raise one of the biggest. And this one pig was on this Japanese farm, and the girl on the farm, you know, she got attached to it. And then when it came time to supposed to get the pig up, she didn't want to, and she fought to get a pig back. And during her trying to get this pig back, she ran into some animal activists, and he was one of them.
Hey, Surfer, I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. So, people from Ultimate Spider-Man is OG Banks is playing a voice, and Will Wheaton is going to be voicing a voice, and Felicity Day. So, and Keith David. And Kate Milgrew, you know Kate Milgrew from Star Trek and Orange is the New Black. And Walter Keong from Star Trek and Babylon 5. So, I don't know if they're going to do some good shows or not, but definitely being made to advertise the new Stretch Armstrong toys. So, also look for a new line of Stretch Armstrong coming out near you. So if you didn't have a chance to play with them before, you can play with them now with your little kids. Or you don't have to have a kid. Just buy yourself a new version of Stretch Armstrong and stretch his arms and legs and head. And maybe it'll break one day like mine's did and the jelly will come out of it. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, but the director, Jamoun Colette Sierra, passed on Suicide Squad 2. But apparently, people thought he was going to do Suicide Squad 2. He's saying he was never attached to it. So, he was only in talks for a project, on the project, but he's not doing it. So, Suicide Squad 2 is having trouble getting a director. That's not good news. Not good news at all. All right, you wrestling fans. Are you ready? Are you ready for the big announcement? Now, we know about the Bumblebee Transformers spinoff. Well, it may have found his leading man. And none other than John Cena. Da-da-da-da. Yes, people. Just when you got used to John Cena being back on WWE television, he's going to be going soon enough so he can film the Transformers spinoff, Bumblebee, which is going to be a colossal clusterfuck because as much people like Bumblebee, making it an R-rated spinoff is the dumbest thing somebody could have came up with. You didn't even make the regular none of the regular Transformers R-rated, but the one character is supposed to be like the nicest of them all.
The one that doesn't talk is R-rated. It's so dumb.
So I guess he'll have R-rated radio waves.
To me, they should have did the Wreckers.
Is the Wreckers Autobots?
Yeah, those are Ultra Magnus and...
Yeah, but they've never shown up in none of the films. Well, so they're doing a spinoff of a character that people know from the films.
Well, I would have did that, like, hey, this is, you could just introduce them, hell, the robots. The plot doesn't matter in that damn Transformers movie. They keep changing.
Hey, listen.
Huh?
In, what, 5 Transformer movies, the only two they keep bringing back is Optimus and Bumblebee.
Yeah.
And all the other ones, they've all looked the same. Only the last two did they bring back.
Grimlock.
No, well, I ain't talking about Grimlock. I'm talking about as far as the regular Autobots. They brought back the same 3 Autobots from the previous movie. Hyde and Drift and I forgot the third
one. But
those are not
even regular Transformers. And Drift, like I said,
they don't have toys of them?
No, I do. I have a $200.
No, I said they don't have toys of those characters?
I don't think so. I've never heard of an Autobot named Drift.
And, you know.
Because he was like the Asian one, right?
Yes.
Now, he was never an Autobot.
Drift?
No.
Drift in the previous movie turned into a helicopter. But in this one, he turned into a sports car.
I guess.
And his color changed.
Yeah.
But he still had his swords, which it made sense as a helicopter that, you know, his blades would be...
The copter blades.
Yeah, would be swords. But yeah. It wouldn't make sense he had swords as a sports car.
No.
Now, of course, John Cena is joining Haley Steinfeld as...
His love interest.
No. They're probably going to be father and daughter.
Oh.
Haley Steinfeld is like 1920. That's going to be a love interest for John Cena. And he's like 40.
Man, they're going to downplay the fact that he's old.
No. They might not act like he's 40. But they're not going to have them in a romantic relationship. They're probably going to have him father and daughter. Like, like Mark Wahlberg had a daughter in his first Transformer movie. Now, of course, the Bumblebee movie is going to be set in 87. And it follows Steinfeld's character Charlie as she discovers a battle-scarred yellow Volkswagen Beetle in a junkyard. She quickly learns there's more to the fan-favorite Autobot than meets the eye.
Now, that sounds... Okay, I'm done. I'm already done if it's set in the 87.
Yeah, it's going to be set in the 80s. It's supposed to be they're going to be doing more G1 auto Transformers.
I'm done. We need to send a nuclear bomb to Michael Bay's house to kill
Well, Michael Bay's not directing it. But he's probably going to produce it.
He doesn't need to produce it. He doesn't even need to sneeze on it.
Well, you know... As I've been saying, when are we going to hold Steven Spielberg accountable for these Transformer movies? Because he's been an executive producer, and he's the one that brought in Michael Bay in the first place.
We give him a little too much leeway because of E.T. and all his other movies.
Well, listen, the young Spielberg I love. The older Spielberg... It's been hit and miss on his movies. Like, I thought Lincoln was great. Mm. Ready Player One may look like it's one of his old movies, but
yeah,
you know, a lot of time you know, he's Spielberg is not the guy I run out to go see whatever movie he's making.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since it's been like that for me.
Yeah.
excuse me. Nobody's in the chat room. Oh, sons of a bitch. All right. You a big fan of The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yep.
Well, if you want to know more about
that world,
Jack the Pumpkin King, well, you can get it in comic book form because it's getting a sequel in comic books. What do you think about that?
That's what, 20 years or 30 years too late, but yeah.
It's never too late to do something in comic books.
Yeah.
Says it's set to release in 2018 by Tokyo Pop. Nightmare Before Christmas Zero Journey will switch perspectives following Jack Skeleton, ghastly adorable dog Zero, and he gets lost in the streets of Christmas Town. Nightmare Before Christmas centers on Jack Skeleton, the Pumpkin King, who leads his ghoulish citizens of Halloween Town in the annual Halloween celebrations. Wrestler Jack stumbles upon the portal of Christmas Town and returns home with an ambitious idea for Halloween Town to take over Christmas Time. So, let's see, who's writing this? DJ Milky. And art by Studio Dice.
What's up?
There's no specific release date. This is coming out in 2018, so.
Yeah, I guess it's some time.
Yeah. You know, Nightmare Before Christmas, it's one of those movies, like, I love it, but I don't like watching it.
No.
See, the problem is, after I watch it, those songs just stay in my freaking head for a week or two. And all I think about is those Nightmare Before Christmas songs. But no, the movie's fantastic. And, you know, I watched it and they re-released it in the theater, and I thought, you know, I didn't watch it like when it first came out because I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't catch it till it got released on video. But when they re-released it in the movies, I had a chance to watch it on the big screen. Got some sad news for you.
Oh, what is it?
You braced? You sitting down?
Yeah.
Andrea Romero is retiring from voice directing.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Now, if y'all don't know who Andrea Romero is, you need to learn yourself something out there, people. Because, you know, if you watch animated films, more than likely, she was involved with it. Way back from Super Friends. You know, her main thing was she did all the voice directing for Batman animated series and all the following spinoff series of shows like Superman and Justice League. And now, why is my browser acting up? Hold on. Just what I need. Browser to act up. Let's try this again. And she, you know, it's well deserved. If she's retiring, I mean, she's influenced a lot of people with her work. So, you know, she should be able to enjoy life. And who knows if you know. You don't know, maybe the project just weren't enough to keep her in the business, or she just felt she, you know, wanted to spend time with whatever family member she had, or she just, you know, just done. Come on. Oh, here we go. Hey, pops up. Okay. And, of course, the page is not responding. So she did Batman animated series, Avatar: The Last Airbender, Batman Beyond, and countless movies. She did DuckTales. She's also done voices for more than 1,600 episodes of television and 20 video games. She's gotten 35 Emmy nominations through her career, and she took home 8 of them.
Yeah, I mean, she, you know, you can't, nothing lasts forever. I mean, she's put in some good.
She's done 23 DC original animated films, including Batman Under the Red Hood, Superman, Batman Apocalypse, and Batman The Dark Knight Returns. Let's see. She's worked on season 3 of Voltron Legendary Defenders that's started on Netflix Friday. So I don't know how many things are in the pike that she worked on, but you know, even though she may be retiring, her, you know, her work will probably come around for the next year or so. Especially if she let's see, she did the upcoming Batman film. Then that, you know, Batman Harley Quinn. If she did that, then she's probably, you know, you probably can see her work there. We can't see her work, but you know, you should know who this woman is. You should bow down to her. And she's gonna be missed. Now, I just mentioned it, they put out a trailer for season 3 of Voltron Legendary Defender. You been watching the new Voltron series?
No, I need to watch it. I haven't had a chance.
I watched a couple episodes of season 1, but you know, it's just so much to watch. I haven't gotten around to it. And I noticed one of the things where the princess wasn't one of the people flying a line.
It was Hyro or something, the new guy, but they changed his name from the original from Spin.
Well, you got the 4 young people, but this older commander is with them, at least in the first season. I don't know if maybe he died or something and she took over, or since the beginning. I want to see the cards, Voltron, to be honest, but never going to get that again.
Yeah.
And your favorite wrestler is in talks to do a movie too.
Who?
Batista.
Oh, I forgot the name of that movie, but I know what you're talking about.
Well, he's in talks to do Eternal Warrior, which is a Valiant comic property.
Mm-hmm.
Says his former professional wrestler Dave Batista, no stranger to playing rough and tumble characters. In addition to appearing as Mr. Hanks' inspector, the actor stars as Drax in James Gunn's Guardians of the Galaxy series. Now, a recent tweet suggests that he may soon be playing a live-action version of Valiant, the Eternal Warrior, in the upcoming film with the same name. Are you, you know about the Eternal Warrior at all?
Not really.
I don't know. You know, I hear a lot of talk about these independent companies doing properties, but you know, they're never going to be as big as like a Marvel film or,
yeah,
to a some extent a DC film. But you know, if they can do well and you can do the right budget and make money, I'm all for it. More comic book movies. Hey, I want to see a whole year where every movie that comes out is a comic book movie. I want that before I go.
It'll get there one day.
I know. Forget all this romance and mystery and all. Unless it's comic book romance and comic book mystery and comic book horror, let's just get rid of all that stuff. Get rid of comic book. Get rid of the drama. Unless it's a comic book drama. Every movie has to be based on a comic book. Plenty of material out there. Let's wish it into being. I have a cosmic cube, so I could use his power.
Yeah, why don't you go and do that?
I was kind of saving it for something else, but because I think I'm only gonna get one wish to cube before it conks out. Are you a big fan of the Hellboy movies?
Yeah, I had a question. That guy, you brought that up. Is that movie about that Waterman, the Ape Sapien origin story?
What, the new Hellboy reboot?
No, it's not a reboot. It's a movie. I'll tell you the name. They're talking about it's a movie coming out. I spelled it wrong. They're talking about it might be an Abe Sapien movie, but it doesn't.
Oh, Abe Sapien spinoff.
No, it's something coming out that it might be, but it has a fish guy in the water. Let me see.
Well, you know, one time they talked about doing Abe Sapien when Hellboy 2 was coming out. But, you know, these movies got to make money before they go, all right, let's do the spinoff. And,
no, this is it. What is it? Who's the guy? Garumo.
I don't know. Who are you talking about?
I'll find it out. It's The Shape of Water. That's the name of the movie. And in the trailer, it's a guy that looks just like Abe Sapien. He eats eggs.
Just this like movie that's coming out, or it's came out.
It's coming out on December 8th. I'll send you the trailer, and you'll see what I'm saying, because they're being real coy about the movie.
I don't know. I didn't hear nothing about Abe Sapien, but maybe because I'm sending it to you right now.
Here you go. Here's the trailer, but they're not saying it's an Abe Sapien movie. But if you watch this trailer. Because it's set in the 40s or 30s or something. But right. When you look at it...
And you don't know who's starring it, do you?
It's a girl, but when you see the thing about the guy in the water, you'll think it's Abe Sapien. Because of the... He's in a fish tank.
This is a Fox Searchlight movie.
Yeah, but you have to look at the character. But when they give them the rotten eggs,
well, I mean, people gotta eat something.
Yeah, but Abe Sapien love rotten eggs.
Okay.
Are you watching it?
Yeah, I mean, well, what else he gonna eat? He's gonna eat.
But they're not saying that this is a
helpful. I've seen this trailer. Yeah, no, it's not Abe Sapien.
Now who is it?
It's just a creature that they, you know.
Yeah, but it's a lot of similarities, though.
Probably. Yeah, he bonds with this. It's the Del Toro. Movie. Yeah. Yeah, no. It's not Abe Sapien.
Okay.
Egg. And she plays music for him. Hold on, I can't get to my browser to close up now. Oh, and the girl, of course, she can't. She does sign language. That's how she's able to communicate with this,
mm-hmm.
with the creature. Oh, come on, no! Don't do this to me, no! See, now you got my browser messed up. Thanks a lot. Now I've lost all my browsers. And I was about to tell you you interrupted me about my story. No, but I saw the trailer, and I think I'm going to be looking forward to the movie when it comes out. It may be interesting enough if they don't make it too boring and at the same time too predictable, because...
Yeah, but Wham's, it does turn out to be an Abe Sapien movie.
Now who did the? Unless Fox has the rights, I doubt it.
I'll go and find out.
was that? I just saw this crazy picture pop up on my on a browser for a second, as if my this page is possessed. That was freaky. Like some kind of evil jester or something.
So, Guerrero del Toro did do the first Hellboy movie.
Yeah, I know.
And it was Columbia Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, he's so doing he's this probably, one. Yeah, he probably bit some design. But, he don't, you know, I don't think he... Unless he personally has the Hellboy rights, I don't think it's Abe Sapien.
Who did Doug Jones play? Oh, Doug Jones is playing a creature, man.
Yeah, Doug Jones, that's what he does.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he played Abe Sapien,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right, I know that.
It's too many coincidences.
No, that's what Doug Jones do. He's done other, like you saw Pan's Labyrinth, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Doug Jones did work for him in that too. I mean, that's what he do, and he does things for Del Toro.
Yeah. Well, it's too many coincidences.
No, he's just stealing. He just stole an idea. That's all, and he's using it.
You got the same director. You got the same actor.
Okay, why wouldn't you use an actor you're comfortable with? Just because it's the same actor doesn't mean he's playing the same character. He's playing the same type of character. This could be Abe Sapien's cousin.
Gabe Sapien?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Now, of course... I can't get Facebook to work. You have problems with Facebook?
I barely use it, unless it's on my thing.
What thing?
My phone. That's why I use my Facebook on.
Well, you know, I have to use it for my business here as a comic book podcaster. And, you know, without it, you know, I'll lose money and go out of business.
Yeah.
I make a lot of money bringing comic book news to the masses. This will keep me afloat where I can be independent. I don't have to, ride the jock of one company over another. I can just say they're all equal. Of course, you want to donate money, just, you know, contact me. I'll take the check or money order. I don't have no problem with that.
Okay. I'll just check the La Veterian Bank. Let's see what...
I don't want your crooked ruples.
Yeah, it ain't crooked.
Yes,
it is. It's legit money.
It's crooked ruples.
Or you want me to go and bring you an asteroid of gold and have my Doombots mine it for you?
No. I don't want your dirty money, man. You need to use the money on your peoples. Bring them up instead of keeping them in poverty.
Fearful. They're not in poverty. They're living fine.
They're fearful of you.
Well, you know why they're in fear. You remember they made that, he made that pact with the devil every year. He gets to fight him for his mom's soul. So, all right, every year.
All right, getting back to the news, the Hellboy new title is Rise of the Blood Queen. So they're getting Ian McShane to join the project. He's going to be playing Professor Broom, which is Hellboy's adopted father. He's you know, remember the first movie, the professor who found, he's going to be playing that in the reboot for the Hellboy series. And production's supposed to start in September. And Hellboy's gonna fight a medieval sorcerer who seeks to destroy humankind. And that's the Blood Queen. So, Ian McShane, you know, did you watch the full first season of American Gods?
No, I don't have that channel. What?
Oh, there are other ways to watch it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was on Stars. And I don't know how you feel, but, you know, Dwayne McDuffie, always loved his work. Met the man in person once. True icon. Of course, he was responsible for creating Milestone. He's one of the creators as well. His estate is suing over the Milestone revival. Oh, come on. No. Don't do this. Yeah, my browser. Don't want to act. Don't want to work.
That's crazy.
And then when it moves, it goes too far.
Probably needs to be calibrated or something.
No, I might have too many porn viruses on my computer. It says Charlotte McDuffie, widow of the late comic creator Dwayne McDuffie, has filed a lawsuit against the revival Milestone Media for negotiating to include McDuffie's, for neglecting to include McDuffie's estate in the new venture. According to Variety, the lawsuit alleges that at the time of his death in 2001, after complications from heart surgery, McDuffie owned 50% of Milestone Media, with Derek Dingle, the owner, of the other half. Instead of buying out McDuffie's share of the company, Dingle, along with Reginald Hudlin, what's Reginald Hudlin doing in this? And Denz Cowards formed Milestone Media Company, LLC, dubbed Milestone 2.0. The company planned to use characters like McDuffie and his partner made famous, like Static Shock and Icon. According to Hudlin, the idea for a Milestone relaunch was originated when he met Dingle at Cowan's at the former Marvel and DC writers' wake. So Charlotte McDuffie claims that she has met Starling and stonewalling tactics after acquiring about Milestone 2.0. So basically, they don't want to pay her any money. She's old as, you know, being an owner because her husband owned half the company. And they're trying to cheat her out of it. So I hope she get paid. And then some. Reginald Hudlin, man, he needs to be ashamed of himself.
He need to go back doing house party movies, but I got a little one crying, man.
He ruined BET.
But I'll hit you up next week, man. I got to go take care of this baby.
Alright. Here you go, Doom. Pray and daddy.
Peace.
Well, let me read y'all the rest of the news so we can end the show on a peaceful note. But if you want to call in on Skype, I'm SilverSurfer_forever. Now, for all you Star Trek fans that are young and didn't see Star Trek II, the Wrath of Khan in theaters, well, your chance is coming up. So Star Trek II, the Wrath of Khan, the epic science fiction adventure that continues to captivate audiences, mark its 35th anniversary with a two-day event returning to cinemas nationwide. The 35th anniversary screening will be presented in full digital remastering director's cut, and as an added bonus to Star Trek movie fans, William Shatner will appear in a newly produced in-depth interview that will play before each screening. And you can click and purchase the tickets from No, you can get it on Blu-ray, sorry. Phantom Events, of course, it does everything like this. We'll present Star Trek II, the Wrath of Khan on Sunday, September 10th and Wednesday, September 13th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. local time each day. Tickets for RaffleCon screenings can be purchased by visiting phantomevents.com or participating theater box office. Moviegoers throughout the U.S. will be able to enjoy the event even more than 600 select theaters. And... Come on. Don't do this. Okay. Hold on. And for a complete list of theaters, visit Phantom Event websites. I got William Morgan on the line. Oh, Willie Will.
What's up, man?
What's up? You a big Star Trek fan?
Not really. I really stopped watching it at Deep Space Nine.
You not a fan of RaffleCon?
Nah. But, you know, I'm a fan of the TV series. The most
you ever saw it in the theater when it came out?
Everything I've done Star Trek-wise has pretty much been at home.
Oh, okay. Well, you get a chance to see it in the theater if you want, because it's going to be on a big screen for 2 days.
But I did... But the show, you know, the TV shows, you know, were pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I give props there. I thought Deep Space Nine was all right.
Deep Space Nine was the best Star Trek series. You obviously didn't watch. You probably watched like the first season. It's just okay. And the second season is a tad bit better. But from the third season on, it is the best of all the Star Treks.
Really?
Yeah, because what's the guy on the who's the main? What was his real name? Avery Brooks.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the first season, he looked boy-oink. You know, he had a regular haircut. He had no facial hair. His suit was all loose on him. Second season, you know, they gave him a better fitting suit. But, you know, it was more about the stories. But then he came back in the third season, and he had the little goatee. Yeah, no, the second season he had to go to. Sorry.
I remember that.
But when the third season, he was nice and smooth and bald. Then he became Hawk in space. If y'all don't know who Hawk is, you know, if you ever see Spencer for Hire, he played the character Hawk. He was a bad motherfucker on that show. So he basically became Hawk in space, and that's when the show got better. And I always refer to him as Hawk in space after that. So, did you see Dracula Untold?
Nope.
Did you see The Latest Mummy?
Not the new one, but I heard.
That's what I'm saying. The new one.
I heard it got some bad reviews.
I'm not asking about the reviews. I'm just asking if you saw it.
Nah.
Well, you know what they have in common?
What?
They was both supposed to be the start of a dark universe for Universal. And Dracula Untold flopped. And as you mentioned, The Mummy got bad ratings. And it didn't do so well either.
Right.
Overseas, it made money. It made $397 million as far as its worldwide total. But in the States, it didn't do all that well.
What's about the Power Rangers? Probably pull up the box office.
Say it again now.
What's this about the Power Rangers finally being pulled out of box offices? What does that mean?
Hold on.
Once a movie
on,
is
stop.
Hey, this is John with some
once
Dark Universe.
On run, does
no,
it go,
no one would really blame
exactly.
you if you didn't.
Wait, but let me finish this story before you ask me a question, okay?
Okay.
So, what I'm trying to get to is now the Dark Universe is in doubt. You know, that's what's been the shared universe where all these universal monsters come together in some way, form, or another. And because these movies didn't do what they was hoping, well, they don't even count the first Dracula movie, but The Mummy didn't do what it was. Now, the universe is in doubt as far as going forward. And it says the Universal Pictures long-discussed plans for a shared cinematic universe reviving the classic movie monsters got off to a shaky start with The Mummy, which arrived in June to negative reviews and disappointing worldwide box office numbers. Now Alex Kurtzman, the film director and one of the architects of the Dark Universe, is casting a doubt on his own future with the franchise. Asked whether he was still involved with the Dark Universe, Kurtzman told IGN, "You know, the truth is, I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't decided yet." You can't force universes on people. And what you should have did, you shouldn't announce that we're doing a universe without knowing that you can first get, I mean, like, when Marvel put out Iron Man, they didn't announce that they're doing a shared universe. They said, we're going to make movies. And they did Iron Man. Iron Man got off to a huge, had a huge run, and they teased the thing with the stinger at the end with Nick Fury coming out the shadow. But they made sure that they knew what they were doing as far as making a hit movie before they did their next couple of movies. And everybody else is just trying to make the universe without trying to make a good movie first. So, and then, like, as far as the shared universe, what's going to happen at one point? Are all these monsters going to come together to terrorize? Or are they going to form the monster squad and fight other monsters? I mean, they're going to fight aliens or something? Are we going to get monsters versus aliens? I don't know what this all leading to. So, they're supposed to be doing a Bride of Frankenstein.
Dang.
I think that was supposed to be the next movie they were going to come out with. Damn. And they're going to do Creature from the Black Lagoon. They're going to do The Invisible Man. They're going to do Van Helsing. They're going to do Wolfman. They did a Wolfman, 5-10 years ago? That, of course, wasn't supposed to be part of that was just a standalone movie. Because they're going to try to redo Dracula and Phantom of the Opera and The Hunchback of Notre Dame. The Hunchback of Notre Dame is not a monster. He's just an ugly motherfucker. Now, what was your question now about Power Rangers?
I was going to ask you, when they say a movie is done with its run, or they pull it out, it's done with its run in the theaters.
Right.
What does that mean? Is it going straight? Is it going to TV like Netflix? Things like
no,
that?
No. Like, it's no longer playing in any theaters anywhere in the States. Like a lot of times, even sometimes when movies get released on, like, DVD, it's still playing in a couple theaters somewhere. But now it's not playing anywhere in any theater.
Okay.
You know, most big movies have like a 6 to 8 week run in the movie theaters, but they usually extend beyond that, where it'll be in a handful of theaters here and there, and you know it's not a big deal, but it's still Guardians is still in the theater. It's that came out in the beginning of May. Now we in August. There's still a couple of theaters showing, one or two showings a day somewhere. And it's, you know, I think it's already on VOD or about to come out on VOD, and it's about to come out on DVD and so forth. So that's what that means.
Okay. So I got you. And one more thing. I wanted to ask you about, guess of the Justice League I didn't hear of until recently.
I'll tell you now, you went out for a second.
I want to ask you about, I guess, a shoot-off or a spin-off of the Justice League, which I didn't hear of until recently. Mm-hmm. What is up with Justice League Detroit?
I heard about it. I don't know much about it. I guess it's like a... It's no different than when Marvel made up the Great Lakes Avengers. It's just a team that they put together characters that nobody used, and they based that out of Detroit.
Mm. So it's more or less just put guys who.
I saw a picture and they had like characters like Vibe and stuff. So.
I was alright.
Why, you was worried?
No, I was just asking because I hadn't heard about it until recently.
It's something new.
So is it new or is it something that was just done back in the day?
No, I think it's new, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know the full story. I saw something, but I didn't read it all, so. Well, you waiting on the Defenders, right, in a couple weeks? Yep. Now, how do you feel about the release of these Marvel Netflix series? You think they come out at the right momentum, or do they take too long to come out between series?
They come out at the right momentum, and I was a fan of most of them. I was a fan of Iron Fist, but other than that, you know, I was a fan of the other three. So they come out at a good interval. Those Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage were all good. I wasn't crazy about Iron Fist at all. I thought it was too much story, not enough action. But then again, I will say I didn't watch all of it. I probably got to maybe the 8th episode before I stopped, because the story was just killing me. But the other three were done very well.
Well, Marvel's going to start cranking out these series a lot quicker now. They've already put out a...
What's the next two? Moon Knight and Punisher?
No, I don't know about doing Moon Knight. You know, there's always talks about it. But, you know, we got the Defenders coming out. We got Punisher coming out. And then, you know, there's going to be a season 3 of Daredevil and a season 2 of Jessica Jones and a season 2 of Luke Cage and a season 2 of Iron Fist. And, you know, by the end of this year, there would have been 135 episodes of all these series on Netflix. And it's going to come out a lot sooner, too, so.
Yeah. Definitely Netflix in the forefront of things. Yeah, those are some good series you can go back again.
Well, you know what? They need to do the Ghost Rider, because the Ghost Rider on Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. was badass, and they need to give him his own series on Netflix.
It was good.
And, you know, you can get a lot more gruesome with it, a lot more horrific.
Right.
In Netflix. Now, in that last episode that Ghost Rider was on, even though it was just a life model decoy, he whipped that chain into one of his necks and pulled the chain away, and you can see the hole through that thing. If that had been a real person, that shit would have been like graphically horrible.
Yeah.
But it was badass the way he took out that life model decoy. And then the whole thing, and he was basically unstoppable. Like, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. has these rooms. They were designed to stop the Hulk, and, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. uses it on their ship and everything. And they had the Ghost Rider locked in there. And he's like, I got to get out. And he starts banging on the door. And they're like, oh, he's not going to get out of that. Nobody gets out of that. Hell, if he didn't get out of it.
And, so when does everyone's new season start? September, October, some way?
When does what now?
The new season starts September, October.
Of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
January?
Okay. January, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, because they're doing the Inhumans.
Okay. And Supergirl and everything else, what, October, September?
Yeah, everything else starts in September and October.
Okay.
Late September, early October. The only thing that starts the Inhumans, I think they come out in the theater early September, and then that comes out on TV a few weeks later.
Inhumans.
As far as Moon Knight, I don't know if they're going to get around to Moon Knight. It'd be nice. There's a lot of characters they you know, I want Shang-Chi.
Who do you think is going to be? Have they done casting for the Inhumans already?
For what? Have you not seen the trailers?
I haven't seen the trailer for the Inhumans yet. Have they? Who's playing Black Bolt?
Game of Thrones dude. Hold on. I'll look up his name.
Okay.
No, I can't look it up right now. Sorry. My tablet's too...
I'll find it. Yeah, that should be interesting. That should be an interesting story.
How big of a Lion King fan are you?
Man, I'm not, particularly after what I heard previously.
Which is what?
I think it was Choppy who said the main character was going to be gay.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that in the last few weeks that they're going to make him gay. I don't know if that's true or not. And even if he is gay, well, plenty of lioness for us, you know? But Chiwetel Ejiofor may be playing Scar in the live-action Lion King, which really won't be live-action, but it'll look live-action. Did you see Jungle Book?
The original, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the updated live-action version.
Nope.
See, because of that movie, now they're going to make everything live-action, because that Jungle Book looked real. Those animals looked real. And them talking and interacting with each other and fighting and kicking ass and, you know, talking to the little boy the whole time. Now everything will be live action. Except for Song of the South. If they do a live action Song of the South, we will vote. You saw Song of the South in the theater as a kid?
I didn't.
I saw it, and of course I didn't know any better at the time. But the part of the reason was because when I did see it in the theater, it was after I pushed my family tickets to this movie that was a horror movie. That the reason why I don't watch horror movies today, because I was too young to be sitting in a movie like that. And by the time they said, "All right, now we're actually going to see it," Song of the South, I just loved the songs and didn't realize the racism that was involved.
Well,
now you a fan of Legends of Tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know they using ISIS. ISIS is coming to the show, right, this season?
I heard that.
Well, you know why? They using a Muslim hero, ISIS.
Lord, don't you go all Tony C on me and talk about Ginger Paul. Don't do that.
Trump.
Why?
Because of Trump.
Okay. It
says when DC Legend Tomorrow returns for a third season on CW later this year, superhero will enter the fold in the form of the Muslim computer hacker from the future, Zara Andragia Tomas. Who will be played by Talia Sheed. Variety reports that the current ongoing Television Critics Association press tour, Legend of Tomorrow executive producer Mark Guggenheim spoke about the casting and referred to the 2006 presidential election, Donald Trump presidency, and the politics that ultimately established restrictions on travel to the United States from six primarily Muslim countries. And so to stick it to them, they're using a... They're bringing out a Muslim person. She's an Iranian-American person. She's going to be playing ISIS.
Okay.
Yeah, but you watched the ISIS TV show back in the day?
I did. Captain Marvel was right beside her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, mighty ISIS.
Yep.
Now, you know, Baltimore has a comic book con every year. New York has a comic book con every year. And they... basically like a month apart or less, depending on when they have them. But Baltimore had the Harvey Awards, and that was like the second biggest award for comic creators to be honored for their work for the year. And it's based off the creator, my browser's acting up again. What's Harvey's last name? Don't do this to me. let's see. Sorry for the... Oh, it was based off the comic creator Harvey Klutzman. Anyway, this is going to be the last year it's going to be in Baltimore, because now it's moving to New York next year. So now both San Diego and New York Comic Cons both have comic awards. And it kind of makes sense at this point that it moves to a bigger venue where more people will show up. And, of course, there's going to be more creators at New York Comic Con. So they'll be at the awards and more people will spend money to go to that award show. See, I don't know how many people went to the Baltimore one. I never had a chance to go when I go to the Baltimore Comic Con, but and it'd be more money behind it, so they probably had to wait for the contract to expire. But yeah, you know, if you go to Baltimore Comic Con and you never had a chance to go to the Harvey Awards, this is your last chance to do it, unless you want to wait to come to New York next year, which would probably be a lot bigger and a lot louder. Now, I know Raven's one of your favorite Teen Titan characters. Is that correct?
She is my favorite Teen Titan, yes.
She is. Well, they casting Tegan Croft to play Raven in the live-action Teen Titan movie. You know who Tegan Croft is? Because I damn sure don't.
I don't. I'm going to say a lie. I don't know who that is.
Well, at least they ain't getting a teenager. Somebody looks like a teenager to play Raven. Of course, Raven wasn't. That's the thing about the new Teen Titans. They weren't like kids when the new Teen Titans formed. They were 18, 19-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 17 at the most, but Robin had become an adult at that time. Kid Flash wasn't a kid anymore. You know, Starfire, Raven, and Cyborg showed up. They weren't kids either. So not that they were adults, but you know they were young adults. And I think Beast Boy was the youngest. And who else was on that team? The original team.
Because you know you got Robin, Starfire, Raven, Garfield or Changeling as they called him back in the day.
Yeah, Changeling.
I said Cyborg.
Cyborg. It was Kid Flash.
Flash. Halo.
And now I don't think he was on the original team.
She came up later, yeah.
Right. So,
that's another character who gets no love. The only time you really saw her or anything was when Justice League of Two Earths. The only time you really see her in any love.
So she's Australian. She's going to play the daughter of Trigon. And, I don't know how this show's going to turn out. I hope it turns out well, but you're going to have to be part of the Warner Brothers digital subscription service to see it, which launches next year. And, of course, it's going to launch with the third season of Young Justice.
See, yeah, I got a problem with that already.
Yeah, because like, you read it day and night on Netflix hoping it was going to come to Netflix.
I got a problem with that already. What? That's an extra. That's $10 more you're trying to get out of us. Assume it's 10.
Yeah, but you can watch old DC movies and old DC shows.
I got most of the stuff already here, sir. Why would I need a service to do that?
Now, it's been about 3 years since we've had a Fantastic Four comic book. And, you know, there was always speculation that Marvel canceled it because, you know, Fox. They wanted to stick it to Fox. Well, Jonathan Hickman confirms that's what actually happened, that Marvel canceled the Fantastic Four because of Fox, which is a damn shame. Now, you can see the Human Torch with the Inhumans, and the Thing. Well, I know at one time he was with the Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know if he's still with them or not. He popped up in an issue or two of Secret Empire. But, yeah, we need the Fantastic Four back. We need Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Woman. And all the kids along with them, but they out there creating universes, remaking the multiverse. So, and most people think those two are dead. The only people that know that they're not dead are the ones that was in those arcs, like when all the universes collapsed and some of the heroes were in an arc that survived it, and then they ended up on Battle World. But they're the only ones that still remember what happened as far as Secret Wars. Everybody else have no memory of it. So, like Spider-Man, Miles Morales, and Doctor Strange, and people like that. Anyway, it's sad. Last story. I don't know if this is a story to celebrate, but Transformer lost its head writer. So what does that mean? Better stories or even worse shit stories than we've been getting on Transformers?
Might be worse.
That's the thing. You know, they had a room full of people writing a Transformer movie. That last one, I think it shows. I mean, it's all over the place. And, you know, the characters are just beyond ridiculous. The humans are cartoon characters. Not to mention, they thought it'd be a good idea to take the number one Transformer and not put him into the last 20 minutes of the film. And, you know, talked earlier about a Bumblebee spinoff. This basically was the Bumblebee spinoff, because it was more about Bumblebee than Optimus Prime. So... And this guy was an Oscar-winning writer. Akiva Goldsman will no longer be involved with the franchise. Well, he wasn't using this Oscar-winning penmanship to make these movies better.
And it's like that whole theatrical, I think I said that right, needs to be redone. Theatrical series just needs to be redone.
Yeah, but it won't matter. Because, well, like I said, Transformers is idiot-proof. But if you even, if you'd have to wait a while to reboot it. If you just rebooted it after already seeing the last five Transformers and this Bumblebee spinoff, It's you know, whoever was turned off with the last movie, and you know the last movie had a lot of drop off from the movie before, they're not gonna come out to see this reboot, because they just gonna think they're not gonna realize that this is a brand new series,
right?
So you have to wait a while before you reboot. He really got to let the franchise like sit. And I don't think that's going to happen, because it makes a lot of money, and until people stop going, totally, you know, and who knows what Hasbro will do. They like making that money, so.
Yeah.
I think that's it as far as my news. Let me see if anything else popped up lately.
Yeah, they got to make money off those triple changes.
You know, and they've been talking about making a Hasbro universe, which you know, would include like a Mask and the Micronauts.
I didn't see the Micronauts, and I hated Mask.
The Micronauts was never anything other than a comic book.
Mm.
And right now they got all those characters out in comic book form, including Rom the Space Knight. And they had a crossover earlier this year with all those things, including G.I. Joe. But yeah, Micronauts was never a cartoon. It could have been a dope cartoon. And but no. Never, you know. And you know the original run of the Micronauts is when I started collecting from the comic book store. Uh-huh. When that came out, like, you know, I got out of Saturday art class and was walking down the street and saw a comic book store for the first time. I couldn't believe they actually existed. Uh-huh. And
picked up the first four issues of The Micronauts, three issues of Shogun Warriors, and another book. You don't remember Shogun Warriors, do you?
Vaguely, but I do.
Well, that was a toy line also.
Yeah.
And but anyway, let me tell you about some shows here on radio, Wayne.
Yes.
Well, tomorrow night, some show called The Sports Report is coming on 11:15, where they give you alternate news about sports fact, alternative sports fact, because they don't know anything about sports on that show. So you think I want listening when you be calling my show The What Are You Ruling? You think I got a problem, you know, put some respect on my show's name, man. Stick to the script.
It's all in love, sir. It's all in
ain't
love.
Ain't no love. Stick to the script.
Just have some fun, man. That's all.
So you want to hear about sports. Sports Report, 11:15 tomorrow night. Tuesday's doubleheader of wrestling shows. 7 p.m. live is the Shining Wizards. And at 9 p.m., The Rant, where you might not really get any wrestling, but you might get some, you'll get something to talk about, depending on how good Raw is and how good wrestling's been this week. See what happens when John Cena's not involved? Everybody gets bored. Anyway, no, just kidding.
Don't even go there.
Thursday, he's Rant and Wrestling. And then Friday is the show that learns you wrestling history. Turnbuckle Throwbacks 9 at 5 p.m. And this show's live at 5 p.m. The What Are You Reading Comic Show next Sunday. I don't know why you people ain't listening to my show live. It would help if you was in the chat room. It makes me feel the love. But anyway, screw that. You'll miss me when I'm gone.
Man. That sad news that happened today. You heard about that sad news that happened today?
No, what sad news?
Jay Cutler's back in the league.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, man. It's, man, you can't tell me they ain't screwing Colin Kaepernick over. $10 million on top of that?
We'll talk about it more on the sports report, but I just want to say real quick, that was ridiculous. The Dolphins ain't trying to win. And
well, what's the point? They ain't going to win the division anyway.
Nah. At least be competitive. They're not.
I don't care if they get Joe Montana in his prime. They're not winning the division.
They're not going to be competitive anyway, and that's the sad part about it. You gave $10 million to a man who had to be lured out of retirement to go to
football. He didn't retire because he was done with football. He retired because nobody wanted him.
Well, whatever the case may be.
Listen, Jay Cutler, he got a free agent. He never did anything in Chicago. And where else did he play for?
He would play for Denver first.
Denver, yeah.
That's his best success, most with the Broncos. So we'll talk about more tomorrow night on the sports report with you.
And then, like, why did he leave the Broncos?
Oh no, I can't remember if he was traded or if he was a free agent. I think he was traded, if memory serves.
Why did they trade him?
I think he was traded. He didn't want to be in Denver anymore.
Probably would have had a ring if he stayed in Denver.
Maybe.
But he ain't a winner. So,
like I said, we'll talk about it more tomorrow night on the sports report. I have Tony C with me. I have Doom with me tomorrow night. So we'll get down to the brass meat and discuss this thing further. I just think it's a bad move.
All right. Well, you know, football season has started. Anyway. Yes. Let me hear you say goodbye. Wham.
Right. See y'all later. Y'all have a good day. Have a good evening.
Okay, people. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Peace out.